right, welcome back to the Chad Acey Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Joining me right now to talk about it, a very interesting story that has been developing down in Austin with Wallace Hall, University of Texas Regent. Joining me to talk about this story, this case, I guess, that is out there is John Cassidy of Watchdog.org. Mr. Cassidy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today. First, tell people about the website, Watchdog.org. It's a very interesting website covering all the states out there.
Sure. Watchdog.org, we are a nonprofit that focuses on doing investigative journalism at the state and local level. We're kind of a network of independent reporters in each state. We don't do a whole lot of national stories, but we kind of fill some of the void that's been created by all the newsroom layoffs in recent years. So we just kind of look for stories of waste, fraud, and abuse and report them.
Well, one story that you've been writing a lot about, and you've probably had editorials written about you, and I saw one post earlier that singled out Watchdog and other organizations out there that have been covering the story of Wallace Hall. Tell our listeners, those who have not been really keeping up with this story down at the University of Texas, what you've been covering.
Sure. Well, the basic level of the story is about admissions favors at University of Texas. This is basically, the question of whether the president there is doing favors for politicians on admissions questions, letting in, their kids, donors' kids, lobbyists' kids, that sort of thing, both for undergrad and particularly at UT Law, which is, a much bigger deal. So be able to get in there is really difficult. So that's kind of what's been at the bottom of this story all along. And Wallace Hall, last year, thought he'd found some pretty interesting evidence suggesting that there was a problem going on here, and he started pushing for an investigation of this. And almost immediately afterwards, the legislature started pushing for impeachment, for his impeachment. And so they had to come up with a bunch of different pretexts for why they were doing what they were doing. And so that's why, if this story is gonna crossed your is on your reader or your listener's radar at all, it's probably been pretty indecipherable, because it sounds like it's about fighting about burdensome record requests or just kind of random strange things that aren't usually the topic of a political fight. I mean, the reason for that is just he hasn't done anything wrong. He's just he's basically a watchdog himself. You call him the ombudsman, inspector general, whatever you want, but he's just kind of taken his job to provide oversight quite seriously, and much more seriously than a regent typically does. And he's just ruffled a lot of feathers and made a lot of enemies in a short order.
And he has made a lot of enemies. There have not been a lot of lawmakers really standing up for Hall, has there?
Not too many. Dan Patrick did, and in the last days of the campaign, he called for an investigation. Governor Perry has. Mm-hmm. There have been a couple of state representatives, Charles Perry, Jonathan Stickler, a couple of them. But for the most part, no, there's just, that's because one of the people kind of that you would say the evidence points to is Joe Strauss, who's the Speaker of the House, of course. And, several folks connected to him have gotten in, including former staffers. He, of course, authorized the whole impeachment thing. So, as long as your Joe Strauss has something to say about your future or what committees you get on, you don't have a lot of incentive to jump out and pick a fight with them.
Right. Is this developing into a more conservative lawmakers versus moderate lawmakers on this? Is this how this is developing down in Austin?
There's no reason that it should. The only reason it has, I'd say, is early on, the pro-powers faction just decided to play off the media's kind of natural tendency to discount conservatives as lunatics, and they painted Wallace Hall as some kind of ultra-conservative. They never had to specify what crazy ideas he had for the school, but they just kind of got the media to place him, call it the sphere of deviancy. He's just not someone you have to take seriously. And so when Wallace Hall was saying, here's my evidence that there's admissions favoritism going on, they never really took him seriously. They certainly never did any investigations to see whether he was telling the truth. So it's kind of turned into this centrist versus right-wing thing for that reason, because the more conservative publications, and Watchdog tells right, I don't want readers to be confused about that, but we're not biased towards conservatives, of course, so we tend to take him a little more seriously, and we're very curious to see, you know, what evidence he found, what evidence there was for admissions favoritism. And the mainstream media, I think, is just realizing a little too late that they just missed the boat on this one. They wrote him off, and yeah. When, in fact, he was right all along, there's tons of evidence of favoritism going on.
I'm visiting with John Cassidy of Watchdog.org. How do you think this, number one, plays out, you know, in going into the future? And then also, what ramifications does this have, you think, throughout the state?
That's a really good question. How it plays out depends a lot on how mad people get. I mean, people are getting the UT law with LSATs in the very bottom percentile. I mean, just terrible. You know, you could poke yourself with a pencil instead of filling in the bubble, and you'd still get a better score. So if folks actually look at how, you know, extreme some of these abuses were, they might get pretty mad and demand something be done. If they don't, if it just kind of fizzles, then I think it might end with some sort of stalemate where, you know, none of the lawmakers are going to go ahead with this because, you know, their bluff's been called. But at the same point, you know, you need somebody to want to stand up and say, okay, we're going to clean house here. And I'm not sure who that would be at this point. I mean, a good number, let's say, of the state's top politicians have at least some peripheral involvement in this. And so there's not necessarily anyone who's going to say, oh, well, there's corruption here. I'll be the one to clean it up. So that's kind of, and then the broader question of how it affects governance statewide. I mean, I think it's just, as Governor Perry's pointed out, it just has a chilling effect on that. I mean, who wants to stand up and be a whistleblower if you're going to have your name dragged through the mud, you know, threatened with criminal charges, have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars of your own money in your defense? I mean, who wants to do that for some volunteer, you know, board position? I mean, this is just, it's just much easier to just go along and not ask so many tough questions.
And Wallace Hall was appointed by Governor Perry. Do you think would be going on right now if Perry was not exiting the governor's mansion?
Oh, no, I do not. I think, you know, he's a bit of a lame duck, and folks don't quite have the same regard or worry about their future or about getting on his bad side that they might have had a few years ago. So yeah. That's definitely had a big effect.
Yeah, I just wonder if you're going to see something develop statewide. You know, you're talking about a chilling effect that may happen throughout the state on some of these positions and some of these folks who were appointed by Rick Perry. Could you get into the possibility where you have some people who were not big fans of Rick Perry, maybe not big fans of his politics, try to target individuals who were appointed by Perry going into the future?
You certainly could. But, I mean, I think the more egregious thing is this, you know, they've tried to, I don't know, but they've tried to say that's what they're doing almost. They've almost admitted. They're saying, well, Wallace Hall is just a Rick Perry errand boy, you know, Therefore it's fine for us to you know, assassinate him. That's not healthy. That's not sound. But if they'll do it even when that's not the case, I'm sure they will certainly, if that's accepted as legitimate, oh, well, you can assassinate the character and slander anybody who seemed to be doing the governor's will, then, you know, they will certainly go after anybody who is, you know, openly on a mission from Perry.
John Cassidy of Watchdog.org. Tell folks where they can find more information and what you're going to be working on in the future besides just this story.
You can find stuff at watchdogtx.org. That's just the Texas stuff. And then coming up, I've got some stuff on, you know, on tort reform, on the unfunded liabilities, on pensions, and then just occasional kind of wacky and absurd story. So,
well, you can find that definitely in Texas politics. Definitely out there. Hey, John, thank you very much. Appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
Have a good one. That's John Cassidy, watchdog.org.